Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. The books of the Bible? I hope you can. We're learning the books of the New Testament, aren't we? So that when we look up our Bible verses, it'll be a lot easier. Well, in order to look them up easier, we have to learn them. So we're learning the books of the New Testament. We've already gone over them for many weeks in a row, and now we're reviewing what we've learned. So if you've missed out on some of it in the past, you can listen to previous podcasts to hear and to practice and to learn the books of the New Testament. But let's go ahead and get started with our review. We're going to do every other one. So I'm going to do one, and then you do the next one. Now, if there's like a first and second book or first, second, third, that's going to count as one. So for example, if it's my turn and I have 1 Corinthians, I would say 1 and 2 Corinthians, and then you would do Galatians, and then I would do Ephesians. Okay? So here we go. We're going to do every other one. I'll start. Matthew, Luke, Acts, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Ephesians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Philemon, James, 1 and 2 3 John, Revelation. Good. Let's go ahead and get started with our Bible lesson. Hello, boys and girls. How are you today? I'm so glad that you're back with me for this last day of this study about the Last Supper and some of Jesus' final words to his disciples. Before we get started, let's pause and pray that Jesus will send the Holy Spirit to be with us. Dear Lord, thank you for your love and your care. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that you have given that speaks to our hearts and to our minds, helping us to know what is right, and encourages us to follow you and to do what is right. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Jesus had given Judas every possible chance to change, but each time he had stubbornly refused, every single time, time after time. Did you know that the more that we say no to Jesus and we say no to his Spirit that encourages us to do what is right, the less we hear his voice and the further we are from Jesus? It's kind of like the boy who called wolf. There was a boy who was sent out to watch the village sheep out in the meadow. And he was sitting there, and at first it was really fun. And day by day went by, and pretty soon it just was a little boring. I mean, the sheep didn't talk to him, and he just sat there. And one day he decided he might have a little fun. So he called to the village people across the valley, "Wolf, wolf, there's a wolf." And all the village people came running. They ran and they ran and they ran and they said, what is it? What is it? We're here. We're here. And he said, There's no wolf. I was just teasing. Oh, it was so fun to see you run. Oh, they were kind of irritated, and they said, don't do that. What happens if there is a wolf? So they turn around and they go back to the village. Well, a couple days later, he's bored again, and he calls out, wolf, wolf. This time the whole village comes out. They come running with their clubs and their sticks to come fight off the wolf. But there was no wolf. Oh, they were really irritated now, and the boy just laughed at them. So they all went back to the village. A couple days later, the boy did it again. Wolf, wolf, come, come, there's a wolf. It's getting the flock. This time only a couple people came. The rest of them thought the boy was just teasing. And when they got there, there was no wolf. They were really, really upset. Well, the next day, the boy was sitting there watching the sheep, and pretty soon he saw a wolf sneaking along the edge of the pasture. Oh, no, he had his little shepherd's rod, but that wasn't enough, and so he yelled and called for help. Wolf! 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 There's a wolf! No one came. Pretty soon, the wolf crept into the pasture and started chasing the sheep and attacked one of the sheep. And the boy kept screaming and crying, wolf, wolf! Well, nobody was coming. So finally, he left the flock and he raced all the way into town and said, there's a wolf! There's a wolf! By the time the villagers came back, their flock had scattered and they had lost many sheep. It's the same thing with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit tells us when there's something wrong. But if we always ignore it, then pretty soon we are going to end up in trouble, just like those sheep ended up dying because the village people didn't listen to the boy. The thing is, though, the Holy Spirit always tells us when there is a wolf. It always warns us when there is something wrong, but we have a choice to listen. The more that we say no to the Holy Spirit and His voice, the further we become from the Holy Spirit, and pretty soon we can't hear that voice anymore. Well, Judas had made his final wrong choice. After giving that piece of food to Judas, what did Jesus say? Let's look at John chapter 13, verse 27. John chapter 13, verse 27. John is the fourth book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter 13, that's the big numbers, the chapters, chapter 13. And then once you find chapter 13, look under 13 for those little numbers, and it'll say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, go all the way to verse 27. John chapter 13, verse 27. What does that say?
Now after the piece of bread, Satan entered him. Then Jesus said to him, what you do, do quickly.
The other disciples still didn't realize what was happening. They didn't know what was going on. Look at verse 28, 29, and 30. So we've already read 27, verse 27. Now we're going to read John chapter 13, verse 28, 29, and 30. What does that say?
But no one at the table knew for what reason he said this to him. For some thought because Judas had the money box that Jesus had said to him, buy those things we need for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. Having received a piece of bread, he then went out immediately, and it was night.
So the disciples are still kind of confused. They're like, oh, Judas, he's in charge of the money. Maybe Jesus wants him to go buy something quickly, or something. Judas slipped out into the night. He left immediately. When Judas left, it was dark outside. But you know what? It was even darker in his mind. He had chosen darkness and had turned away from Jesus' light. He was following Satan. He had no idea that he was living the last hours of his life. Before the next night, both he and Jesus would be dead. Judas hurried away from the room to get ready to betray Jesus. The priests had already paid him 30 pieces of silver to do that. How sad. He loved money more than he loved Jesus. You know, Judas might have thought that maybe, well, Jesus is to be crucified anyway, so no matter what I do, I might as well have the money that the priests and the rulers paid me. Judas was pretty sure that Jesus would escape from his enemies. I mean, look at before he had escaped. There was a mob that was trying to kill Jesus, and he just disappeared and walked through it like nothing. There were other times when the priests and the rulers were trying to kill Jesus and he would escape. So Judas didn't actually think that Jesus would die. He thought that he would just escape as he had so many times before. Then he thought Jesus would become king. And guess what? Everyone would praise him, Judas, for helping to make that happen. And he would still have the money that the priests had paid him. Oh, what twisted thinking. Sometimes we tell ourselves one lie, and then it leads to another lie and another lie, and pretty soon we don't know what the truth is, and we're just doing things because that's the path that we're going down. That's kind of how it was for Judas. His thinking was so twisted up about him and himself and money and getting Jesus to become king and forcing him so that then he could be number one, that he didn't see the bigger picture. What do you think about Judas? How do you feel about him? How does it make you feel when you hear this story and you hear what he's done? Can you name some things that people love more than they love Jesus? Judas loved money more than he loved Jesus. I don't ever want to love something else more than Jesus. I want to be willing to give all to follow him. I don't ever want to be tempted to betray him. Do you? Jesus loves you, and he wants you to live forever with him. He died just for you. But do you have to wait until you're perfect to come to Jesus? No. You can come to him with all of your sins and ask him to forgive you. We cannot take care of it on our own. We need him. I don't want to let anything stand in the way between me and Jesus. I heard a story about a woman who was sharing the story of Zacchaeus to a group of children. This woman had said that Jesus told Zacchaeus to come down out of the tree. And she asked the boys and girls, she said, "Would you have come to Jesus?" And this little boy very solemnly said, "No." And the little girl next to him said, "Yes, I would." He looked at her very solemnly and said, "You shouldn't do that. You have to be really, really good to go to Jesus." Is that true? No, boys and girls, you don't have to be good just to go to Jesus. Jesus calls to you, just like he called to Zacchaeus, just like he called to Judas. He calls to you to follow him, to bring your sin to him and let him forgive you. Let him make you clean. I want Jesus to do that in my heart, in my life, don't you? Well, let's pray and let's ask him. Dear Lord, we want to come to you today with all of our ickiness, all of our dirt, all of our sin. We want to come to you and we ask that you will forgive us. Wash us clean, white as snow. Take away our sins, Jesus. Help us to live for you. Give us your light and your love that will shine out of our hearts. Thank you. Amen. How are you doing learning the memory verse song? It's our last day, and I bet you know it, so I want to hear you sing as loud as you can. John 13:15, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
John 13:15.
You should do as I have done to you.
For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
Boys and girls, it's Miss Katie here. I am so glad that you have been enjoying this podcast. We have been hearing from you. We've been hearing your feedback, and we want to hear more. So if you want to tell us what you've been enjoying and what you like about this podcast, write me an email, okay? seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. Tell me what you like. I love to hear from you. And you know what? We have some exciting upcoming programs. It is going to be a Bible question and answer with Pastor Jonathan and me, Miss Katie. We want to answer your Bible questions. Have you ever wondered why Jesus died for you? Or will my pet be in heaven? Or what is heaven going to be like? Well, I know that I've wondered those things, and I'm sure you have too. There might even be other questions that you want us to answer straight from the Bible, but we need to know what they are. So go ahead and write to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com, and we are going to use your questions in upcoming episodes. We're really, really excited about it. We can't wait, and so we want to hear from you. Write to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org. Or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.